her beloved. The Bible said in verse 10, I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Notice that. Read that again. This is what she said about her beloved. She said, I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Amen. Boys, what a great verse here tonight of expression from this bride and this wife. Thank God of Solomon's. It says his desire is toward me. And see, in this book, we know this is a type of the church in Jesus Christ. And we know he's the, thank God, the bridegroom and we're the bride. And we find here tonight that word desire is a great word in the Bible tonight. Right here in this text, the word desire means a longing or a craving or a stretching out. And he said here, if you want to get this thing to what I'm going to tonight, thank God that his desire is toward me. His desire is toward his church. Tonight, thank God for that. I'll tell you this, his desire was towards you, amen, when he saved you, amen. Thank God there wouldn't been nobody else to choose us, amen, but the Lord. Amen. There wouldn't have been a man to pick us out. Thank God there wouldn't have been nobody. Thank God that could set a desire on us. Amen. To save us from the sins that we was in. For my friend and I did not choose him until he chose me. Amen. It's all the goodness of God. Amen. Look at chapter 8, verse number 10 in the same text. I am a wall in my breast like towers. Look at this latter part. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Amen. When he looked at me, he showed me favor. Thank God, that's what grace is. That's what amazing grace is. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that he looked down, amen, among the children of men, and he didn't find one man that sought after him. He didn't find one that was good. He didn't find one that understood. He didn't find one, my friend, that sought him. But thank God, my friend, he looked upon us. Amen. And had desire toward us. A desire toward saving us. A desire, thank God, to bring us out of sin. I'm glad to report to you tonight. Thank God that God, amen, put that in you. He desired to have you. He went after you. Thank God, and found you exactly the way you were. Thank God, he didn't love for you to clean up. He, thank God, saved you and took you just the way you were. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. Amen. You take this little old church tonight. Amen. He said, fear not, little flock. You take this little old group here tonight. Amen. If you're here tonight, it's because he desired you. It's because he set his love on you. It's because he loved you on Calvary. God commended his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That the greatest showing of love was the manifestation of him laying down his life for us. Give himself in our place. Was punished for our sins. God took my place on the cross. That was my substitute, my sacrifice, my salvation tonight. Because he desired me. Amen. He had it all, my friend. Amen. In plan. Thank God it didn't happen a surprise to him. If he'd have left it up to me, I'd be on my road to hell tonight. If he left it up to me, I would never desire him. Amen. He desired me. Amen. Thank God he got a hold of me in my heart through the Word of God, through his drawing power. Thank God one man wrote, I think Jeremiah said it, that he draw me of everlasting love. Amen. There had to be something. Thank God. Amen. Listen. Thank God that he desired to want me tonight. Amen. There was no duty in him that we should desire him. He wasn't lovely to us at one time. He wasn't near to us at one time. time was afar off without hope. Amen. But he still desired me. Even when I was in sin and doing my own way, he still desired me. Even though, brother and sister, I couldn't please him, he still desired me. Amen. The Bible said here, hey God, he desired her. Amen. He said his desire is toward me. Now I know that's talking about, thank God, of that couple right there. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, if you go back to chapter 1, when she met him, hey God, she said, I'm black. Amen. Been living out there or working out there in the vineyard. But I'm telling you this, thank God, he still loved her. Amen. Hey God, amen. She made much of him. But brother, listen, hey, Jesus made much of the church. Amen. This is the greatest institution on earth. It's a living organism. It produces. Amen. It brings forth births because of the Holy Ghost that lives in every believer tonight. We live and move and have our being through the life of God in us. For the life of God in us. Hey, God produces that love tonight. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost shed abroad in our heart the love of God. Hey, God, the greatest desire God has tonight with His people is inward fellowship. It's inward communion. It's knowing Him in an intimate way. It's knowing Him, thank God. That word know means experience Him. That word means, thank God, to have God relation with Him. That's what He wants tonight. Thank God, He didn't save a people just to keep you out of hell. Even though He does keep us out of hell, He saved you, thank God, for a purpose. You married your wife for a purpose. Amen. That's to be with her. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God, and I, that's the same thing in this text. Amen. She wanted him and he wanted her. And he said, I am my, she said, I am my beloved. He's mine tonight. Thank God, she knew he was. Amen. She can rest, thank God, tonight in his comfort and know, thank God, she belonged to him. Amen. That's right, brother. She knew her rest was in her beloved. You don't have rest without Christ. There's no rest apart from Christ. Amen. It's not based on what you have. It's based on who you have. And you couples tonight that's married, know, brother, tonight that the possessions in a home is not what makes a home. Praise God. It's the foundation of Christ, and it's the love, thank God, that you have one for another. Amen. That's why the proverb writer said, thank God, he had rather sit at a table with herbs and have peace than sit at a table with steak and have strife. Amen. I'd rather be in love than to be in hate. I like it. Amen. I like to know God's around in my soul, in my heart. I want him come to me. Oh, my Lord. I want to meet with you. I want to talk with you. I want to think on you. I want to walk with you. Thank God, that's what it does. It brings that to your heart. Thank God, my beloved. He is my beloved. That word beloved, he's dear to me. I dearly love him. Thank God, friend, and I, there ain't nobody. Amen, nobody. That's loved me like Jesus has loved me. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, ain't nobody loved me like Jesus. He loved me and saved me. Took away all my sin. Amen. Wash me clean tonight. Amen. That's love tonight. I mean, I sinned against him. But he still loved me. Amen. I done wrong to him. But he still loved me. His love's unconditional. It ain't based on me. It's based on his love. It's not. It is based toward me. But it ain't based on me. It's not based on how good I am or how bad I am. It's based, thank God, on him loving me as I am. Tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God, his desire is toward me tonight. Thank God, that's right. It's toward me tonight. He set his affection on me. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I'm telling you, there ain't no greater thing in this life and the life to come than to know your love. Amen. That's right. That's so, hey, listen, you wouldn't even have security tonight. You wouldn't even know you had full assurance or security tonight if you didn't know he loved you. In fact, I'm telling you what he's saying right there. He was her protection. He was her protection. Amen. Yeah. Thank God he's our protection. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, amen.
Yeah.
You won't protect anything you don't love. But you protect who you love. Amen. That's right, son. Amen. Jesus loves you. Amen. That is a Bible truth. Jesus loves you. He loves you inwardly. He loves you outwardly. He loves you in this sin-cursed world. He put His love toward you. Listen, that's a great verse. She said, I am my beloved's, and His desire, His longing, His craving is what? Toward me. It's toward me. He's pointed it toward me. Amen. He's come to me. Thank God. He loves me in my life. He cares about me. He takes care of me. Thank God. I like verse 10. Then was I in His eyes at one that found favor. Hey, man, thank God there ain't nobody like Him that can find favor toward us. Amen. He's got favor toward us tonight. Amen. That's right, son. You know, it's amazing. I was thinking about this week. It's amazing. It's amazing what a woman does toward a man. I mean, really, God made it like that. It's crazy. Even Solomon said he couldn't even figure it out. He said, there's four things I don't know. There's that serpent on a rock, and an eagle, how it flies, and a ship out there in the sea, and a maid with a man. That's what he said. He said, he went too far with it. Amen. He had too many women. Amen. But I'm telling you what, there's something about that tonight. Amen. And listen, friend, that's just a natural attraction. That's just something God puts in somebody. Amen. Listen, I said this about Adam, friend. I talked to Justin about it. I was thinking about that over there in the beginning. When Adam looked out across that field and saw all them animals, amen, and male and female, and he looked at them, he said, you know, I ain't got a mate like that. There's animals out there. I ain't got a mate like that. God put him asleep. I took his rib. Made a woman. Brought him to him. Amen. Brought her to him. Thank God he had one then. And this is this son. Adam named, he said, they're male and female. But listen, he said that she's bone of my bone. He couldn't say that about that animal. Thank God he said it about the woman. Amen. He said, thank God she's bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. We're one tonight, amen. What he said, thank God. Listen, friend, I can't even comprehend some of that. That we're one in the eyes of God. It's amazing. Glory to God. Amen. There's how God has blessed us. Amen, buddy. Huh? Amen. If you read this old chapter, it's amazing. Look at verse number 11. She says, come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let us see if the vine flourish. Whether the tender grape appear and the pomegranate bud forth, there will I give thee my loves. She's saying, praise God. Amen. There's a time to refresh ourselves. Amen. There's a time, thank God, to get just me and you get alone. Amen. Get away from everything. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm telling you this tonight. The most important thing in a Christian's life, amen, is that personal time with Him. That's that secret time with Him. It's that time we get away. I'm telling you, friend. Thank God it's good for a husband and wife. Amen. Every once in a while just to break away. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Thank God. Have a date. Go out of town if it's possible. Amen. They need that. There's refreshment in that. Thank God there's reviving in that. Amen. There's love in that. Thank God tonight. I'm glad, praise God, that we can get along with Him and fellowship and communion. Thank God in the field. Amen. Of love tonight. Amen. Thank God He wants to love you. This ain't dirty. Thank God it's real. Amen. That's right. People say, well, somebody says something about why my wife's talking about that. Told somebody about me preaching a song of Solomon. This is one of the first messages I preached. She said, boy, he's a little brave preaching that book. So that's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. Amen. This thing's as real tonight. I'm telling you what's happened. We've let the world train our children.
That's it.
We ain't preached the Word of God. Amen. Isn't it right for a man to like a woman and a woman to like a man? And it's right, thank God, for one day for him to marry her. Yeah. Amen. If that's the right one, thank God, the will of God, and he's in love with her, marry her. Thank God, decide, thank God, that's mine forever. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. And when Christ saved us, we became his. Thank God, not for a little while, but forever. Amen. I got eternal life tonight. Thank God, I ain't got temporal life. It ain't depending on me. It's depending on him tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God these people tonight say, well, I thought I was saved. Well, praise God, this woman knew whose her was. Thank God, that's why I put it out. She knows it. She knows his desires toward her. Thank God, his desires toward me. She said, thank God, she loved him and he loved her. Amen. There's nothing like it. Thank God, and I'm telling you, this relationship and fellowship has to be worked on. That's right. See, here's the thing. In the Christian life, when you get saved, you're as happy as a lark. You just got your sin forgiven. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. It was hard for me to grasp the fact that God loved me that much. I mean, to take me as I was and then take me into his family. Amen. And love me and give me the truth of God and save me. I was so far lost. I mean, I didn't know nothing about God. I mean, friend, I lived my life for myself. Amen. But listen, when God, my friend, thank God, took me in, it amazed me tonight. Amen. Right. I told you when I started dating my wife, on the third date, I don't guess it was a date, I dated her on Saturday, and she went to softball practice with me on Sunday, and I don't look to talk to her on Monday. That Tuesday night, went to a baseball game in East Rowan. I went there. My brother was playing ball. She come down there, and she set up with a few girls, and I didn't go up there and sit with her. I was being big shot, you know. Amen. She ought to come down here and talk to me. And I grabbed her by the hood that night when we walked to the car, and we got to her, sat inside the car, and I really liked her. You know what I mean? I really liked her. I done fell into the barrel. Amen. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, I've told you this before. I said, I looked at her and I said, hey, I want to ask you a question. I know she didn't know what was coming. I said, well, do you like me or not? I don't want to get invested in this thing. Then she threw me off to the side. Amen. Right. She said, well, yeah. I said, well, amen. I didn't say amen, but thank God's a good word to use right now. Amen. You know what? It's amazing to me. I'm just telling you, it's amazing to me of how God could put two people together and love one another like it. That's amazing. That's God's love. Now, I wasn't saved. At the time, she wasn't saved neither. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you one thing. That was a deep love in my heart for her. And I'm going to tell you what happens is when God saves you, he puts the real energy in you for love. God is energy. Now, he's more than energy, but he energizes things. Amen. He hung the stars. He spake the moon in existence and the sun. Amen. And I'll tell you what, it ain't hard for him to put two people together. Amen. It ain't hard for him to work things out. Amen. In our homes, it ain't hard for God. It's hard for us to believe him. Thank God, friend. I'm just saying tonight, thank God, there's a love in us tonight. Thank God, it passes all understanding. Okay, brother, he said you can't. He said to comprehend the love of God, to comprehend it. Listen, he said faith worketh by love. Why do you do what you do? God touched my heart this week. I was reading about them Pharisees, and the Holy Spirit said, now what's your motive? What's your motive? What's your motive? What would be the innermost desire of your heart and your motive in toward God tonight and loving God? You don't love God just for him to do things for you. Amen. You love God because who he is. You love him because he's in you, but you love him because of what? Amen. What? Thank God, my friend, he's done toward you. Amen. Listen, tonight God loves you, friend. He's a God of love. And if a man don't love, he don't know God tonight. Amen. There ain't no possible way a man can tell me he knows God and don't love God and his people. I don't care who they are. Amen. If you love God, you love his people. You don't love God and don't love his people. That's a true fact. It's the truth in the Bible. We know what Pastor Dunn said. He said, how can you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother who you have seen? One of the greatest things in a church house is unity, and it's by love. It's by love. It's loving somebody. Listen, it's not loving them for what they do for you. It's loving them for who they are. Thank God. Amen. In a marriage, you got to love her for who she is. Amen. Thanks God for that, friend. Thank God He said you're beautiful. Amen. You know what that bride did? I'm going to tell you what she did. Look in verse number 13. The Bible said, the mandrakes give a smell. Mandrake was a plant. It was used as a fertility drug, I think. Just reading. It had something to do with it. It's called a love plant. A mandrake in the Bible. Remember about Leah there? Amen. She gave Rachel the mandrakes to be with Jacob. Yeah, that's what it was. Amen. And the mandrake give a smell, and at our gates are all manner of pleasant fruits. I like this here, new and old. Our fruits, new and old. In other words, praise God. I'm glad for the Old Testament, but I'm really glad for the new. Amen. The old told about the new. Amen. But thank God for the new. Amen. The new covenant, that's what we're under. And that's the covenant of Christ. That's a covenant of blood. That's a covenant of love. Not a covenant of law. A covenant of love. Amen. We don't live under law. We live under law of liberty in Christ Jesus, who made me free from the law of sin and death. Do you subject yourself to the law? Sure I do, because of the love. I don't live by the law that I might get love. I'm loved because of being loved. I try to live by the commandments of God, which are not grievous to a child of God, because you're doing that in love. Amen. Every time, sir, that wife of yours washes your clothes, she might feel a little tired, but ultimately she's doing it because she loves you. That's the whole thing. You say, well, she's doing that of duty. Well, there's something producing that. Amen. That's right. Listen, ladies, can I tell you this tonight? It's good for you to prepare things for your husband. It is. Amen. That's right. This lady here prepared some things. She said, I got some old and new fruits. She prepared a garden. Listen, friend, listen what I'm going to tell you. The church ought to prepare a place for the Son of God to be able to come and manifest Himself, because there's love in the church. If there's strife in a church, discord in a church, gossip in a church, jealousy in a church, what that does is it keeps him away, because he don't want to come to a place, amen, thank God tonight, where there's not real love. Greatest thing about it is love tonight, I'm telling you, buddy. Amen. Notice there's some, listen here, listen what she said here, which I have laid up for thee, oh my. She said, I laid these things up for him. The church, you see, ought to lay up some treasures in their heart that God's done. In return, give praise to God. If you lay up a place to praise for God and a praise to God, God will come in it. Amen. He'll come. He'll come in where He's praised. He'll come in where He's, thank God, where people love one another, where He's praised. Thank God. Amen. The church ought to be like that tonight. Amen. Let me tell you what, it's going to be the quietest world you ever be in. You go to heaven one day, thank God, there's going to be all-out praise. There's going to be, and I'm going to tell you, every one of you that wouldn't say it here, you will say it there. You will say, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe the first time I see Him, I'll fall at His feet and weep and wave my hands to Him and say, thank you. I don't see how you can be uncontrolled. I don't see how anybody can control the emotions of one day laying your eye on the crucified Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's people that we've seen come into our church. I remember the first time I ever met Brother Milby. It done something for him in my heart, because he was a brother, and we talked and we met and had fellowship. And when you don't see somebody in a while and they come in, then you smile and say, oh, it's good to see them. There's something about that longing to see. You go away for a week as a husband and you come back and see your wife standing at the back door, son. Amen. Your heart's a leaping in joy to see her. Amen. That's right. Amen. But just think about this one day. We never have laid eyes on the crucified Christ. not with the eye that we see with. We faith by faith seen Him. But can you imagine the day that He steps out and we actually see Him? Faith becomes sight. And here's the Creator of all things, the one that was crucified for sin once and for all, and still had the nail pierced in His hand. And the side where the sword was, and Him stand up before all, and it silences all of heaven. And He speaks, and all of a sudden there's a heavenly chorus to praise Him. Son, I mean, I don't know, brother, but I'm telling you what, there's got to be an emotion that flows from that heavenly new body. Amen? That's right, brother. Listen, He said, you can touch me. That's what Jesus said. He said that you can touch me. You can touch me. Touch me. You can hug Him. Amen. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you this. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. I shall look upon His face. The one who saved me by His grace. Amen. Right, thank God. And can I say, that's my beloved. That's my beloved. And His desire is toward me. Amen. Praise God. And I'll tell you what, it'll be a whole lot better too because you're taking the journey with me. Amen. There ain't no denominations in heaven. Ain't no racial barriers in heaven. Ain't none of that. Ain't no sin in heaven. Ain't no discord in heaven. Ain't no bad thoughts in heaven. You won't look across the room and say, well, I thought I was better than he was. That ain't happening. Amen. Everybody got saved by the same grace and washed in the same blood and sang the same song and be with the same Lord. Amen. 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 Thank God that I'm telling you, I don't know how long it's going to be. I wish I did. Amen. Paul said I couldn't even come back and tell it. It ain't even law for me to tell you what I've seen. But I know one thing. Thank God when we get there, I still believe you'll be Brother Keith. Amen. Right. Amen. I still believe He'll be our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a song the angels can't sing. They can't sing, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They ain't never been redeemed. They wasn't made to be redeemed. And I'm telling you what, He made us in His own image. Amen. To redeem us back from the fall that happened in the beginning. Thank God that He might set His affection on us in a fallen state, save us, and then keep His desire toward us our life. Amen. Sometimes you don't feel that. But I'm telling you, brother, He ain't kicked His eye off of you yet. And I don't know why people act like God don't know what's going on. Well, He knows everything in my life, your life, and everything I need and you need. And His desire's towards you tonight. There ain't a thing. Hey, listen, the psalmist said there ain't one good thing He'll withhold from you. Why? His desire's towards you. Amen. Every wife sitting in this church tonight ought never have to worry whether their husband's desire's toward them. That's right. My wife ought to be comforted in her soul and in her heart tonight to say, His desire's toward me. Amen. Amen. Read that thing sometime. Look what he said. He said, your feet's beautiful in them shoes. See, you know what? I read this down. You know, when you read books, you can't say it's inspired, but you can say there's some truth in some of that. Said they put them shoes on them wives, their trustworthy wives. He said, I see your feet. And he started talking about her, you know, and her hair. All that about her. You know what he's saying? Boy, I love my church. It's beautiful. That's right. I love my church. He ain't talking about no outward beauty. He's talking about grace in them, friend. Amen. That's the only way you could love me. You'd have done thrown me out if it wasn't for that. Amen. So what? The church voted you out. No, I said, thank you for letting me here over 30 years. That's a blessing. Amen. That's right. Amen. The only way we can love one another is by the grace of God. That's right. We get along because of Jesus. Amen. That's right. That's the way. That's the unify. We're unified in grace. We're unified in the cross. We're unified in love. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God's a working in these boys. He's working in y'all. God's working in y'all. Amen. I heard them boys praying tonight. I heard them praying. You hear? I heard them crying back there. I looked back and saw it was them boys. Crying, praying. Them boys. Boys, please, I want to say something to you tonight. Murray, come up here, Jacob. I want you to sit right up here while I say this, because you was the one praying down there too with these other boys. I'll just sit right here. I want y'all to know that you can cry out to God in this house of God. You can cry out to Him like that. You can cry out to God. You can cry out to God, boys. His desire is towards you. Amen. You can trust Him in the dark hour of your life. You can trust Him in a dark time of your life. You can trust Him, boys. One day you might feel like, where's the Lord at? He's around. His eyes on you. His desire is towards you. Amen. Amen. He don't love me more than He loves you. He loves everybody the same. Amen. Oh, yeah. Everybody that's in His bride, He loves you. Amen. He loved His own to the end. He loves you. Amen. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you praying on the altar tonight. God bless you. Amen. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Always remember, He's nigh of them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And His desire is toward me. If it wasn't, buddy, I wouldn't make it. That's where the source of my strength comes from. It's His love. Buddy, you looking at one rascal that likes to be loved. And I'm talking about, praise God, I'm talking about spiritual love. I do, Brother Danny. I do. I love you, Brother Danny. You're a blessing to me. I thank God for you, Brother Danny. I love you. I appreciate you in God. Amen. It's a heart. I mean, there's something there.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I love you, brother. I mean, y'all brother, and love you, brother. Amen. See, you testified the other night. Boy, that helped my heart. Amen. I hear him pray. That helped my heart. I hear you pray the other morning after I preached, and what you said in your prayer, it just called me to say, thank God how much further He's brought you. Amen. Ain't nothing can conquer love, friend. There ain't nobody can turn away love. And somebody really shows the love of God. They might act like it sometime. Pride might try to turn away. But it will affect anybody. Amen. And they see at church people that love them for who they are, son. They'll say, man, there's something in that church. That's right. It ain't on the side, it's in the building. Amen. Brother Redmond, pray for us now.